right, we're mixing it up today. Wendy Snyder here, along with my husband, Jimmy Mack,
Hello.
Who is our resident Star Wars expert, fan.
Host of Rebel Force Radio, heard on WGN Plus.
WGNplus.com. Is that it? Or WGN... Yeah, WGN Plus. You can also go to WGNradio.com. And we have a guest who is actually in the new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. And Jim, I will let you introduce her. There
yeah,
we go.
It's really interesting. Biggest film release of, gosh, the decade, maybe of all time. And we have a Chicagoan who actually appears in the movie. Not only does she appear in the movie, she is the first actress we actually see on screen. Her name is Gloria Garcia. She plays a character known as Dasha Promenti. Am I saying that right, Gloria?
You are, yeah. Dasha Promenti.
And it's amazing because somehow...
You are geeking out a little bit, I got to tell you.
Gloria, somehow you went from Cook County Sheriff to a galaxy far, far away. And I want to hear... The journey. I want to hear your path.
Oh,
what led you to London and appearing in Star Wars The Force Awakens?
Well, wow, it's such a long story. I was a Cook County sheriff. We're not going to say how many years ago, but I trained as a sheriff when the SWORT team was still around, which was the Special Operations Response Team in Cook County. And I grew up in Cicero. And then, you know, quick steps ahead, I ended up in L.A., and then from L.A. here to London. And by a fluke, my husband got street casted by Star Wars, which
nobody told him. What does that mean, street casted?
Somebody saw him on the street.
God, I am waiting for that day. To be in what, I don't know, not, you know, not an adult movie or anything, but.
So how does that work? Somebody just runs up to your husband
hey,
and says.
A name like Dasha Promenti, it may be an adult movie. No, I'm kidding.
But how does that work? I mean, just somebody randomly runs up to your husband on the street and says, you want to be on Star Wars?
Yeah, no. They don't mention what movie it is. They're not allowed. So literally they street casted him and they said what they were looking for, dark skin, light eyes. And he said, oh, my wife would be perfect for this. So they contacted me and then we ended up getting booked for like, you know, a month on this gig, which we never knew what it was. And so lo and behold, 2 days before, they axed me out and they literally kept him on and they said, oh, you're not needed. And I thought, oh, what a bummer. So literally then the night before they called me back and they said, okay, what about coming in, you know, and doing it? And I said, sure. So I went in not knowing what it was yet. And then literally when we went on set was really kind of the first time anybody knew what it was.
And Star Wars, what did you think? Like, oh my God, I'm in like,
oh my God. It was the most incredible experience because you literally see, you know, all the paraphernalia. Then you see the stormtroopers. And when you see the stormtroopers, then you know, like, your reality is hit that you are on a Star Wars set. It was unbelievable.
That is absolutely
it was unbelievable.
Amazing. And are you a Star Wars fan? Are you a Star Wars
yeah.
fan? Can I call
yeah,
you Dasha?
I
want to call you Dasha.
That's awkward. He's looking at your picture in costume right now and his Christmas present that you got, and you're pretty hot, I got to tell you.
That is hilarious. It was the best experience. I've got to tell you what happened was, you know, we literally were on set, and then they had called for a couple of the girls to come on and literally, like, pick up guns and start waving their guns around and everything. And then the director, J.J. Abrams, looked over at me and said, my God, you look like you're going to kill me. And I thought, oh, Jesus, for the love of God, it's my second day in. I'm going to be fired already, right? And instead, they started fussing over me and put me on, you know, on the main set, and he personally directed me, and he asked what I did in my past for a living, and I told him a Cook County sheriff, and he said, you know, okay, so the scene is you're protecting this village, and, you know, this is what's happening, and, you know, just, like, get in that mentality, and I was like, not a problem, and then we did about two shoots, and then that was it, and it was just amazing. It was amazing, and so literally, I'm really the only other girl, in Star Wars, if I'm not ruining it, with a gun. I'm the only other one who's got the gun.
So for people who have not seen the movie yet, or for people who are going to see it again, where do we look for you?
Right in the beginning. I don't want to say what the scene is because it sets the whole, you know, it sets the whole precedence for the film. But yeah, you'll see me with it's me and my rifle.
Yes,
it's a chick holding guns, a girl from Cicero done well.
Amazing. And of course, you have combat training and you know how to actually use real firearms.
Yeah.
So I did you tell that to JJ and did that weigh in his decision?
Well, yeah, it weighed in his decision because when he saw me pointing the gun, that's when he looked at me and said, "My God, you look like you're going to kill me." And then that's when he asked me, "What did I do for a living?" Yeah. So it worked out well. And so, yeah, I'm here in London and I'll be in The Infiltrator next year, with Bryan Cranston, and Brad Furman directed that. So I've got a little, you know, part in there. So it's changed. It's awesome here.
And I also see you were in Spectre. So you obviously must live close to Pinewood Studios because that's where all these movies are being filmed.
Yeah, Inspector, the opening shot when there's actually the silhouettes of everybody like moving around, I'm the Monica Bellucci silhouette.
Wow.
And so I did a couple stand-in things for her, yeah. So, but it's really cool. It's just been a blast, and I absolutely love it here. And then a couple of British soaps, you know, that I've kind of peered into, which has been great. But Star Wars, without a doubt, was definitely like, you know, that is just the cherry on the cake, that one.
Absolutely. And people waited. When was the last one out, Jim? 10 years ago?
10 years ago, yeah.
So people have been waiting for 10 years, and they couldn't wait. In our house, we had like a calendar, like how many minutes left till the movie opens. So everybody was waiting to see this movie, and there you are, armed and ready to roll. A chick with a gun.
Straight from Cicero.
Love it. Well, congratulations to you. What a great honor. And it sounds like your career was bubbling a little bit, but this has now pushed you over to the not the dark side. What's the opposite?
The opposite is the light side.
It is the light side. Yeah. That doesn't sound right to me. That's what it's called.
The light side is the right side, baby. See, Dasha understands.
You two are hilarious.
Gloria, it's so nice to meet you. Gloria Garcia, it was really, it's so cool because Jim came home and he said, you know, I was contacted by this girl from Chicago who was in the movie. So that, you know, the hair on the back of his neck went up and said, oh, how cool is this? Gloria Garcia. And I mean, really, to be in that movie, what an amazing story. Thanks for reaching out to him and for being on the air with us.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Are you kidding me? I think you guys are great.
Thank you. Is there anyone still in Cicero
awesome.
That you want to say hi to, Gloria?
To my mom.
Say hello to
my
her.
My mom, who's in Chicago. I guess you guys are. Are you guys having a snowstorm or is it snowing out there?
It was snowing this morning. I think it stopped a little bit, but it's not too bad. It was really icy the other day. But is she still in the Cicero area or she's moved?
Yeah, she is.
Yes. Mama Promenti, we call her. That actually really does fit in the Cicero, too. Hey, Mama Promenti.
Mama Promenti. Yeah, and a shout out to my husband, because if he didn't get street casted, I would have never been in it, right?
Oh, by the way, what role did your husband play? Can we see him in the film?
You know what? He's in the same battle as I am, but you know they didn't end up showing any of the guys.
Uh oh.
There's just
sorry.
Precedence. They love the women.
I gotta tell you, that's what's so exciting about this movie. Again, spoiler alert, not really, but I just want to say it in case you want to tune away for a second. It really empowers women. Let me just say that.
Oh, that's no spoiler at all.
And I'm really happy about that and proud of it. Maybe that's why this is the first Star Wars movie I want to go see again in the theater.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Let's hope I'm in the second one. Let's hope I'm in the next one, right? Bigger part, bigger deal, yeah?
I hope you keep in touch with JJ.
That's really fantastic that you stood out in the crowd because there were several extras in that scene. And for you to stand out, I mean, you obviously were doing a lot of right things on set to catch J.J. Abrams' attention.
Knock on wood, right? Timing is everything, isn't it?
Now, aren't like friends freaking out and calling you and saying, oh, my God, I love that scene you were in. It was you on the big...
Well, they couldn't believe it. And it's funny because when he was walking, when he directed me and then he was walking away back to his camera for them to film it, he literally said, you know what? He goes, the people in Chicago and your friends you worked with the Cook County are going to look and go, oh, is that Gloria? And I was cracking up going, yeah, he can't be serious. Because you have to realize we did this like going back 2 years ago. It's already been almost 2 years that we filmed this.
That's true.
So
no one thinks of that.
Be edited in.
Yeah. Right. So you've probably been bursting at the seams just to share your experience.
I was.
Yeah. And then to finally see the film and see you so prominently there at the beginning. Wow.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
I mean, that's just amazing. And, you know, in Star Wars, if you're on screen for even a millisecond, you become legendary.
So, oh, there's going to be an action figure maybe of
there
you.
There could be an action figure. There
Wendy,
could be.
Wendy, let's only hope, right?
Oh, that'd be kick.
Conventions.
That'd be so cool.
Go to fan
and if
conventions.
I get an action figure, the first place I'm coming over to is by you guys so we can hang out.
Oh,
all
that
right,
would
perfect.
Be great. That'd be great. Yeah,
I'll
definitely.
Find action figures in Chicago all day long.
Well, yeah, definitely let us know if you're coming into town. And how can people get a hold of you?
Well, it's on my Twitter page, which is the at Dasha Promenti. But I've noticed there's a few other fakers. So mine is the one that says at Dasha Promenti, and then it's at Gloria Santi 11.
Gloria Santi.
And so you'll, yeah, Gloria Santi 11, and you'll see at Dasha Promenti. So, and I'm so quick to answer messages back and everything because I think that's you know that's a part of the whole thing. You know, you're in it for everybody else.
Well, yeah, now you're part of the fandom, and those fans of Star Wars are so loyal and so worldwide that you got yourself a pretty good gig there.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
Well, continued success to you, Gloria Garcia from Cicero, who has made it big, and you can see her on the big screen. Can I just ask you, were you worried about, like, what if I have, you know, a booger in my nose or some facial hair that shows? Because you're, you know, the screen's pretty big.
Do you know that they, you know, they made my, like, your eyebrows and everything more, like, fuller. They made it, like, they changed your face a little bit. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I was more nervous about going, oh, great, first scene ever on, like, major team, you know, major movie, and all of a sudden they're going to make you look like somebody completely different. But you realize it works and it's good.
Were you nitpicking, though, as you were looking at your face that big? Because, boy, that's big.
No. It was just funny to see myself on screen. Like, it was hilarious. You know, you just go, oh, is it going to be edited in or isn't it? And then my husband had seen it because I was away, and he called me up and said, I have something to tell you. He goes, you're in. And I was like, you're kidding me. I know. And you're just like, what? It's like the coolest thing ever. Yeah. But being with the Stormtroopers on set and seeing those guys, you know, Harrison Ford and a couple of those guys, you know, C-3PO walking around and meeting him, you know, Daniels, he was amazing. Mm. Like, incredible.
Wow. Well, congratulations. And if you can hang on, we'll keep in touch because you can be on Rebel Force Radio and we'd love to have you in the studio.
I would love it.
Excellent. Good luck. Continued success.
I would love it.
May the Force
Happy
be
New
with
Year, you. Guys.
So nice to meet you, Dasha. I can't call her Gloria. She's Dasha to me. You'll always be Dasha to me.
XX Dasha.
Thank you so much, Gloria. Hang on.
Okay.
May the Force be with you. There, we did it.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
She is. So she knew how to pack a gun, you know, or handle a gun.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I have the Star Wars Visual Dictionary here with me. It just came out a couple weeks
with you.
Ago.
You carry it with you all the time.
And on page 15, you can see a picture of Gloria as Dasha. And it's really nice. She has unadorned hair. There's descriptions. Look, it says unadorned hair, and she's wearing the sash of the balanced. The sash.
I need
of
to
the
get
balanced.
One of those because I'm very imbalanced.
Yeah. So she's in the scene toward the beginning of the film, featuring Max von Sydow, Oscar Isaac, and it kicks off the entire adventure.
That's a pivotal role.
It's pivotal.
Congratulations to her. You're a little jealous, aren't you? You're hoping that you're going to be walking down the street in front of the Allstate Showcase studio and George Lucas is going to look at you and go, hey, isn't that that Jimmy Mack guy?
Well, you know, George does live here in
I
Chicago.
I know.
So
maybe
you
he'll
know.
Street cast you for the next one.
Maybe. You never know.
All right. Well, hold in there. It's Jimmy Mack. It's Wendy Snyder. It's 720. It's WGN.